I don't think she ever loses sight of joy, that the task before her are opportunities to spread it.
She is someone who is a magic maker. She's always looking for moments to make people feel special.
This is She Becomes, a podcast from the Junior League of Houston about unlocking the potential of women and training the next generation of women leaders.
I think it goes back to being all in. If it's not exactly the route, the journey, the path you thought that you would be taking or the placement you thought you would be accepting this year, don't second guess some, you know, say yes and be all in.
Hi, I'm Laura Eisensee, and today on She Becomes, we're honoring a member of the Junior League who's gone above and beyond. Megan Hotze. She's this year's recipient of the Sarah Houston Lindsay Award. Since 2005, it's recognized an active member who's served at least 5 years and exemplifies our mission both inside the league and out in the community. Here's a little bit more about the namesake of the award from Susan Barnes. She's a sustainer advisor and still very active with the league.
Mrs. Lindsay was a rock star. She was, in fact, Elvis's number one fan. So, to the tunes of the King, Sarah Lindsay accomplished her greatest hits. She was everything from a tea room server to president, a sustaining advisor to numerous projects. She helped publish our first cookbook and helped us move into this beautiful building here at 1811 Briar Oaks. She understood that league membership is a charge to keep, and it's not a place to check off placement boxes. It's the beginning of a call to serve. She loved serving this league, and she delighted in taking our mission out into the world. Mrs. Lindsay was a steadfast advocate for every cause she committed to in both this league and in the larger community. If you wanted to see something done on time and on budget, you would have called Mrs. Lindsay. If you wanted to see people fully converted to a cause, you would have asked Mrs. Lindsay to chair the event or the steering committee. She was truly a force of excellence. And when I think about those qualities that Mrs. Lindsay radiated, I can't help but think about my friend Megan Hotze.
And Susan is the one who nominated Megan Hotze for this year's Sarah Houston Lindsay Award. We're going to chat with Megan about her service and her advice for other members in just a few minutes. But first, let's get to know Megan a little more from some of the women who've spent a lot of time with her in the league and as friends. Let's start with Susan.
So Laura asked me to describe Megan in 3 words. And that's a tough assignment, but I'll give it a try. First 3 words that came to mind for me were joy, integrity, and inclusion. I don't think she ever loses sight of joy, that the task before her are opportunities to spread it. She speaks with a vocabulary of hope. Integrity. What you see is what you get with Megan. Yeah, she may show up in Paper City or Culture Map looking fantastic at an event, or perfectly posed reading with her kids in a promotional piece for an organization. But there is no facade. When you ask her to support a cause, it's because she's already done the grunt work, the chair stacking, and the hard thinking behind the scenes. And finally, inclusion. Megan doesn't create circles of people, she creates yous. Spaces where anyone can enter and take part in the idea or the work.
My name is Jennifer Stewart, and I've known Megan Hotze since high school. When I first moved back to Houston and decided to join the Junior League, she was the first person I reached out to. I hadn't seen her in almost 10 years, and she was so generous and took her time to share her knowledge and experience with the league. It wasn't until this year, 8 years after I joined, that I was finally able to work with Megan. She was the Strategic Planning Development Activities Chair, and I served on her committee. Megan is also a great multitasker. I have to admit, I don't know how she does it all. I have a tremendous amount of respect for her. This year, Megan launched her own business. On top of starting a new business, she chaired our study, supported organizations outside of the league, and is a wife and a mom to 3 beautiful girls. Despite the many demands on her time, she handled everything with grace and always took the time to answer questions and talk through various options with our study. And lastly, Megan is humble. She does so much for the Junior League and the Houston community, and she's so humble and gracious about all of her amazing accomplishments. She's a role model for all of us.
Hi, my name is Sarah Zizinia. I am Megan Hotze's friend and also family. She is actually my husband's cousin, but they grew up together and are more like brother and sister. And I've had the privilege of knowing her now for about 12 years. She was actually the one that inspired me to join the Junior League right out of college. She is someone who is a magic maker. She's always looking for moments to make people feel special. I've seen this with, I'm fortunately known her long enough to watch all of her girls grow up from babies, and I've seen her just work so hard to create special memories for them, as well as all of us and the rest of her family. I can say from personal experience, she hosted a bridal party for me as well as my baby shower, and those were just some of my most special memories, and they're all because of her and her attention to detail and just always wanting to make people feel their best on their special days.
Hi, this is Alicia Lee. I know Megan because we had the opportunity to serve together as interest group directors, now known as Community Impact Directors, on Community Council in 2015-2016. She is always someone to have a smile on her face, a dedication and focus to the work she is doing, and someone who is willing to do what is needed to ensure our community and volunteers are having the best experience possible in their Junior League volunteer roles. I'm thankful to her for the loyalty she has shown to the league and the enthusiasm she brings to any project she works on.
My name is Sims Burns, and I have known Megan for, I think, a little over 12 years now. We actually met in marriage prep camp before she and her husband and my husband got married. We have had the opportunity to work together on lots of league projects and lots of charitable endeavors outside the league. So if I were to try to describe Megan in three words, the first one that comes to mind is dynamic. I think that she has a way of bridging gaps between people and, you know, just being lively in so many situations. I think another word is kind. There are a few people that I know that devote as much time and energy to making sure that the people around them feel loved and heard and supported. Lastly, I would say generous with her time, with her talents, with her, you know, support of various different organizations. Like, she's just always considering how to, you know, build an organization, how to help them grow. And part of that is that she's just generous with her time and her ideas, and is willing to give to allow other groups to grow.
Obviously, Megan is leaving a huge impact in the league and in people's lives. I talked with her over the phone about her own journey in the league.
So originally, I had heard about the Junior League of Houston from quite a few women just around town, and I was looking around for an opportunity that would allow me to really touch as many organizations as I could through one volunteer experience. And that's what the league, to me, sounded very much like it offered. And that was my original intent. Man, I could potentially volunteer over the course of 10 to 15 years at 10 to 15 different organizations. And how cool would that be? So that was where it started. And then as I began my league adventure, it was funny because I ended up kind of staying in the tea room and really serving primarily in administrative roles and positions. So I didn't end up doing all of those things that was kind of my original intent. But I think that's the beauty of the league.
Yeah. And it's so funny how we always end up doing something that we don't expect or that we don't plan for.
So true.
In your time with the league, especially kind of early on, was there a moment or a placement that made you realize that you really wanted to commit to the Junior League of Houston, like really put in more?
You know, I think in general, being a yes girl served me in a certain way because I've always said with every opportunity at the league, put me in a place where maybe a position, a placement where other people don't necessarily want to be. You know, if there's a hole that's difficult to fill, put me there. Doesn't mean that every placement I ever had was one of those. It just means that I was kind of like, hey, give me the thing that is going to really feel like I'm just filling this big need. And that served me well. I think it was probably during my time in the tea room as a head waitress, really getting to spend a lot of quality time with other members, as well as during kind of membership training and education and admissions. What I found that I loved was really being able to serve in a capacity that inspired others and that was hopefully making it easier for others to give of themselves to the community, to the league in general. And there, I just served with so many fantastic leaders that have been instrumental to the Junior League of Houston's success. And I think, you know, every one of the programs that have happened, it's just some really weirdly wonderful things that the league has been doing over the past decade. And I love that I got to serve with so many of the women who have been a part of making all of that come true. Whitney Walsh being one of them, Rachel Reagan, Jane Johnston, who was a transfer, but just so many beautiful people that I got to meet that really just inspired me to kind of keep digging in and doing great things.
This current league year, you chaired the strategic planning study, and I'm curious if you could refresh us, for those who don't know, what y'all studied and what you learned from that experience.
Strategic planning, such a fun, such a fun experience. Yeah, there's various different parts that are studied in the league every year, and I was chairing the development activity study. So looking at all of the fundraising capacities of the Junior League of Houston and figuring out what's working and what may need a little tweaking to kind of figure out where we should go, where the future is headed and where we need to be to meet that, how best to position the league to be successful from a fundraising capacity. So it was super interesting to study a ton of varied opinions, and we get to really talk to people who from all walks of life, from, you know, current league members to past league members, sustaining members, donors. It was just such an interesting experience to kind of pull all of that together.
And what do you think you learned from it besides the ins and outs of our development activity? Was there anything that you personally took away from that experience?
There are so many members that are so excited and passionate about what's happening at the Junior League. I think sometimes when you're in it and you're just going, trying to get a placement complete and check a box, that sometimes you forget that bigger picture. And strategic planning really allows you to kind of kick back out and get that big overarching vision. It's so important. And that there's so many people who care about what's happening at the Junior League and about the organizations that are being supported and about how we're fundraising to support them and about what this whole machine looks like. And it was just, it was a beautiful thing now that I'm looking back and it's finalized and approved by the board. It's a big process.
You are this year's recipient of the Sarah Houston Lindsay Award. What does this honor mean to you?
I was actually completely floored when I got the phone call about this. I think I've told a couple people this story, but I was in New York when I saw my phone ring and it was Jane Johnston. And I'm going, okay, I either did something really good or really bad. I don't know what it is. But when you're in the middle of a study, it gets a little, you're like, oh gosh, what happened? When she called and let me know that my name, you know, that I've been selected for this honor, I was in shock. It means the world, not only because of who Sarah Houston Lindsay was and, what she brought to the city of Houston and her passion and her dedication to the community and so many different nonprofits, but it also is just so interesting to kind of then self-reflect on what I've been doing for the community outside of the Junior League. So we are involved in so much within the Junior League, but that to be honored for the things that I'm also doing to the, you know, adding to the plate outside of the Junior League means the world. It sheds some light on those groups that I'm serving, that the Junior League may not be currently serving or maybe has served in the past in a certain capacity. And it just, I'm still shocked, I think. I don't even know how to describe it, but it's just a group full of really incredible women that I'm excited to be a part of.
And can you tell me more about some of that work outside of the league?
Yeah, so I tend to speak to the fact that my mom had my brother and I involved in nonprofit work from a very young age. So really, there's never been a question of, oh, how do I fit volunteer work into my life? That has been a part of my life since I can remember. And so it's always just been a bit there. So either it's outside through Baylor College of Medicine, I've supported their efforts for breast cancer awareness, fundraising, and, you know, research and treatment, children's literacy through Children's Literacy Initiative and the Barbara Bush Houston Literacy Foundation. I have supported Bo's Place, which was actually kind of brought to me when I was serving on the board of directors at the Junior League. And Bo's Place was one of the nonprofits that I was overseeing our relationship and partnership with. After I rolled off the board at the league, they ended up calling. So I got it more involved with Bo's Place, which offers grief services throughout the city of Houston. It's such a special place that is so close to my heart. I have worked with Theater Under the Stars, that type of theater arts. It's just super important to me. I was involved when I was in high school and continue to take acting courses to this day. And so they have a program called The River where they allow students with disabilities to be on stage performing. And I just think that's such a special calling. I'm trying to think there's probably more that I'm missing. The women's home. Yeah. I'm like, I'm a yes girl. That's the problem.
You say yes when called.
I do.
So what's next?
So I'm very excited to be, I'm excited to be going into the sustainerhood, but hopefully in a very active capacity. I've told everybody that knows me at the league, like, don't discount me. I'm still around. I still want to be super involved. So I'm excited about that and opportunities that exist there. I think there are some opportunities with the organizations I'm supporting to start stepping up on a board level elsewhere. Between work and the Junior League, it was tough to kind of take on an even heavier role in other areas. But I think now is the time for that. And I'm super excited to look at those opportunities and to continue growing my business and taking care of my beautiful family who come first, even though I haven't mentioned them yet.
Do you have any advice for other members of the Junior League who either want to get more involved or, you know, who really want to make a difference? And I think that's a huge reason why so many of us have joined the league. You know, we want to make a difference in our community and also grow personally. Do you have any advice for members who are looking for some of that?
Yes. I was thinking about that. And I think it goes back to being all in. If it's not exactly the route, the journey, the path you thought that you would be taking or the placement you thought you would be accepting this year or you'd be offered this year, don't second guess some, you know, say yes and be all in. And that's something that we talk about a lot at the league. But I have to say, looking back, that's absolutely what made a difference in my entire journey. And I think that whether you're serving in an administrative placement or you're out in the community, you are making such a difference. Because if you're in an administrative placement, you are serving as a representative of the league to a lot of people, a lot of other league members who are going out into the community and being our face in the community. And it's so important that all of these pieces work together beautifully in order for us to make the impact that we really want to make. So I think a lot of it, again, goes back to saying yes and then being all in and making it your own and doing it with joy. I will say that no matter what I've done, I've tried my absolute best to do it with joy and to remember that all of these opportunities for service are truly a gift, no matter what that looks like.
Well, I definitely hear the enthusiasm in your voice, and I only wish that we could be all together to celebrate all of your contributions and dedication in person.
I know.
But it's such a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you.
Take care and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations again, Megan. We are so grateful for your service and can't wait to see what you do next. But we can't end this episode without hearing from three other lovely ladies who know Megan very well, her daughters.
I'm proud of Mommy for being strong and helpful.
Describe Mommy in three words.
She's caring, and because she helps me with my schoolwork, she is adventurous because she likes to go on adventures, and she is proud because she's proud of what she has in her life, like us. My favorite things about Mom is she gives me candy when it's late at night, and she loves me, and that she's my mommy.
Can you describe Mommy in three words?
I don't.
Come on, just three words that come to mind for Mommy.
I don't know any.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
How is she a leader in our family?
Because she takes care of us and she gives us healthy food.
Mm-hmm. So what are your favorite things about Mommy?
Ooh.
Could be anything.
That she loves me and that she... Let's have candy a lot.
Okay. It's a popular one. Okay, what are you most proud of Mom for?
For getting the award at the Junior League and for starting her own business.
Why is she a leader in our family and the community?
I think she's a leader because she helps us out a lot when we need it. She doesn't put herself first, she puts others first.
What are your favorite things about Mommy?
She knows how to make people laugh.
You sure you don't want to say gives you candy? Because that's what your sister said.
Okay, maybe she gives us candy.
All right.
That was Caroline, Vivian, and Grace Hotze with a little help from their dad, Luke. Thanks for listening. And remember, you can stay engaged with the League during this time. Visit us on Instagram, Facebook, or at jlh.org. I'm Laura Eisensee, and this is She Becomes, a podcast from the Junior League of Houston. And stay safe.